T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let me go talk about the Jets and the Giants, then we'll open up the phone lines to whatever you want to talk about in football and everything else. You know, the Giants, they're over on the number 6, the Jets are 7, so it's not like there's a great difference between the two. The Jets are a little farther along, obviously, in terms of what they should be in terms of their core than the Giants are. But this Giants schedule, which gives them an opportunity, but one thing is very clear. They have got to get off to a fast start. The second half of the schedule is going to be very tough. They close with the Eagles twice in the last 4 weeks, and the Eagles are going to be a very good team. Cowboys on the road, Bills at Bucks, Redskins. They could be 3-1 very easily. If they are not 3-1, if they are 2-2 or less, if they're less than 2-2, you got major problems. If they're 2-2, you're right on the fringe there. Because the next 2 weeks after that are the Vikings and then at the Pats. Then the Cards and then at the Lions. Then comes the third segment is Cowboys again, then at the Jets. The Giants really only have 7 trips this year because they're going to play Jets in a home game. I mean, in a game where they're the road team. But they're going to have a lot of fans there, so that's pretty much like they only play 7 road games this year. And then the Bears and the Packers and the Eagles right in a row. Bears, Packers, Eagles. That's a very tough stretch for this Giant team, Bears, Packers, Eagles. So if they aren't, if they don't have a winning record after 8 games, they're going to have a very tough second half. And I think they need to have a winning record after 4 games. Otherwise, I think it's going to be a tough season. I look at it specifically that way. The Jets schedule is spread out it's much more spread out than in that fashion. They're not set up the same way as the Giants are in that regard, where I think the Giants schedule is definitely conducive to them playing well early, compared to what you have in the middle and late. And the Jets schedule is one that, you know, is a schedule that they have to survive early from this standpoint. After they play the Bills, they get the Browns in week 2 on national TV on Monday night. Then they have the Pats, the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Pats in 1 month. Bye week in there, so it's really 5 weeks. But think of that. At the Pats, at the Eagles, Dallas, which in their building is going to be as much a Dallas game as it is a Jet game, and then the Pats, followed by a trip to Jacksonville in 6 weeks with the bye week thrown in. That is a very tough stretch of games. So again, we're going to learn something because they do get the Pats twice early in the season. You know, they're going to see the Bills in the final week. You know, they always play division games in the final week. They're going to see the Bills. And the week before that, they're going to see the Steelers. And the week before that, they're going to see the Ravens. They do have a stretch in there, the Giants, where the Jets, where if they can get to November 17th and they're still alive, really you could go, if they can survive that stretch I gave you, the 2 Pat games, the Eagles, the Cowboys, and the Jaguars, this stretch here gives the Jets a real chance to make a real run at the playoffs if they're alive at that point. Because you have at the Dolphins, the Giants, at the Redskins, the Raiders, the Bengals, the Dolphins. Those are all winnable games right in that part of the season. Then it gets tough again where it's Ravens, Steelers, and then a trip to the Buffalo on the last 3 weeks. But so the toughest real stretch for the Jets is from week three through the end of October. They're going to see the Pats, then a bye week at the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Pats again, and then at the Jaguars.